To Myanmar now, and the UN body that collects and analyses evidence of serious international crimes and violations in the country has published its latest report, and it finds that war crimes by the military in Myanmar are increasingly frequent and more brazen than ever. In April this year, the BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent Jonathan Head told NewsHour about one incident, an airstrike in Sagan region.
Survivors have described a plane coming over at about 7 in the morning and dropping a bomb. That bomb seems to have landed right on the community hall where community leaders were meeting, planning the launching of their independent administrative office. This is one in defiance of the military, and the bomb landed right on it. It apparently blew all the people inside to pieces. And then a helicopter gunship came in after that and strafed the village for about 15 to 20 minutes, causing really extensive casualties. I mean, the videos that have been uploaded by locals are indescribably awful.
Well, earlier I spoke to Nicholas Coomjohn, who's the head of the UN team putting this report together, and he told me more of what they discovered.
Very tragically, we see that crimes are continuing and increasing in intensity and brutality. We particularly focus on aerial bombings, where we see the Myanmar military attacking its own people from the air, bombing what it claims are military targets, but it's bombing in the middle of a village. And not surprising, there are mass casualties, including of children, in those bombings. One of the aerial bombings was just in April of this year at Pasigia. Over 100 people were killed, and it's clear that many children were killed. We've also seen many instances where the military goes into an area, captures either combatants or civilians, and then executes them. One example we saw was at Christmas Eve in 2021, where we saw in Pruso village, a convoy of vehicles was stopped. It appears that most, if not all, of the individuals were civilians, and they were killed and burned in the vehicles.
And is it clear why this is getting worse?
Well, I think there's some bit of desperation that people are refusing to accept this change of government, the coup, and the military is reacting brutally. But this is not a new phenomenon. This is a similar tactic to what the military has used in its conflicts with ethnic armed groups over most of the course of its post-independence history.
Yes, you talk about the ethnic issues there. I mean, a lot of listeners will be aware of the persecution of the Rohingya community, but Myanmar is a multi-ethnic country, isn't it? And there are several communities that have been targeted in what you've collated here.
Myanmar has more than 100 different ethnicities and languages. And for a long time, basically since independence, there have been conflicts about what kind of autonomy or sovereignty various groups could have in the regions where they are predominant.
And getting access to Myanmar is quite difficult. How have you managed to collect this information?
It's been very challenging. Even before the coup, the previous government did not allow us access to the country. So to compensate for that, we're using things like aerial photographs that can show houses and villages that have been burned. We're looking at social media for evidence of crimes. And we're talking to people using very secure communications. And most of all, we rely upon the courage of people inside the country that are willing to take risks to speak to us to get the evidence out.
And I think your team was originally set up to gather evidence potentially for legal claims. Where are you with that at the moment?
Yes, they were set up to preserve the evidence and to help facilitate prosecutions that would hold people to account in either national or international courts. At the moment, there are three ongoing proceedings. One is the International Criminal Court has an investigation that it's opened. Secondly, there's a proceeding at the International Court of Justice. And in that case, the Gambia, on behalf of the Organization of Islamic Countries, has filed a case saying that Myanmar has failed to live up to its commitments under the Convention for the Prevention and Punishment of Genocide. And that relates to the Rohingya. And finally, in Argentina, Argentine courts have held that under their constitution, crimes against humanity affect the entire population of the world, and they will investigate crimes even though there's no connection to Argentina. So they have an ongoing investigation.
And that was Nicholas Coomjohn there, who's head of the UN Independent Investigative Mechanism for Myanmar, on their latest report out today.